Hello, listener. This is Martin for one last feature before my hospital holiday. I would like to dedicate this program to Smolder, who recently passed away. He was much loved and respected in our community as an intelligent man, a fighter and activist for legalizing medical cannabis, and since his early childhood a sufferer of cerebral palsy, impeding his muscles and speech. However, for those who spent some time with him, he certainly had an undiminished intellect and was a humorous character, always joking, and I may interpret this, with a smiling face, especially if someone rolled and lit his joints for him. So let's remember his time in Nimbin with some audio clips I collected. But first, let's clarify what cerebral palsy is like, especially for young children, and why medical cannabis is a great herb for muscle relaxation and emotional well-being, contrary to industrial drugs with limited or no effect for cerebral palsy sufferers. Welcome to Kaput Radio.
Cerebral palsy is a definition, it's an umbrella term that describes a persistent disorder of movement or posture that's caused by an abnormality of the brain, of the immature brain, which is non-progressive. Cerebral palsy is surprisingly common in that its incidence is about 1 in 400 live births, but obviously it can range in severity from mild to severe. It can be due to many different causes. A number of those occur before the time of birth, in fact the majority. Sometimes this is due to the development itself, in that the brain does not develop normally. Sometimes that's due to genetic causes. Sometimes it's because there has been some infection or trauma when the child is developing in the womb. A smaller proportion are due to problems around the time of birth, although this in fact is quite uncommon. In some instances, we inject the stiff muscles with botulinum toxin to relax them. A number of children will go on to need orthopedic surgery to lengthen the muscles. So in describing cerebral palsy, I think it's important to be aware that it can range from very mild to really very severe. In the most severe cases, there is only a limited amount one can offer sometimes in terms of improving the mobility.
Here's a short sample of Smolder's voice himself. It's very hard to understand him, but you can find him on the web link I will post to the webpage of this show at radiofigure4all.net. It's a YouTube clip from 2012 where you can see him talk.
I'd like to welcome you all here today to celebrate, remember, and say goodbye to the much-loved and iconic Smolder, also known in another life as John Darrell Brunsdon. Today we come together, woo! So today we come together with sadness and joy in our hearts to celebrate Smolder's 74 years of a pretty incredible life. Smolder was one of those rare, amazing people, and although the obstacles in his life were absolutely huge, he managed to live the life he wanted. And it was here in Nimbin where he felt most at home, where he had the freedom to live the life he wanted to. So thank you, Nimbin people! Thank you. I believe he did love being really naughty, and he was quite often seen sitting there in his chair, either deliberately trying to run people over or tripping them up with his stick. So today we honour Smolder for all the great gifts of his life. His intelligence, he was highly intelligent. He was a philosopher. He had a wicked sense of humour. He was witty and funny. He was authentic. He was the real deal. And we can reflect on the fact that Smolder was a part of your lives, and you wouldn't be quite the same person that you are if you hadn't had the experience of knowing him and how he has touched, infected, and inspired your lives. And today we are also offering Smolder our love and our good wishes in his final passage from this world. And today reminds us that we will all die someday. It reminds us how precious our life really is, that nothing is permanent, and really to really appreciate all the good things in life whilst they are here.
Cheers.
And perhaps the most important, just the connection and love that we have with our family and friends. Some people believe that our spirits or essence or sparkle that makes us who we are continues on. Some people believe we come back here to lead new lives. And I'd just like to read some words of comfort. Death is nothing at all. I've only slipped away into the next room. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in the easy way you used. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, remember me. Let my name be the household word it always was. Let it be spoken without effort. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolutely unbroken continuity. Why should I be out of your mind? Because I'm out of your sight. I'm waiting for an interval somewhere very near, just around the corner. Spot Smolder used to spend most of his time here on the streets, and because of his cerebral palsy, it was hard for him to talk and be understood, and it was really frustrating for him at times. But once he found the people that could understand him, he would constantly seek them out. But taking on Smolder was not worthwhile. He would always win. He was cheeky, witty, smart, and brutally honest. Some of Smolder's passions in life were medical marijuana. He wrote to senators and all sorts of people about legalising it. Smolder was Nimbin's, as Nat said, I'm quoting you, Nat, was Nimbin's poster boy for medical marijuana. He loved Mardi Gras. He was a big hemp activist. He smoked heaps and it made him really happy. He spent years trying to get arrested, but never did.
Hello, you have been a witness of Smolder's life. What is your impression?
I love Smolder. We went to Sydney together with Andrew to Parliament House to show them that Smolder needed his medicine, and we were there for about a week and a half. He drove all the way home. I rolled 30 joints for him for the drive.
Oh dear.
And he's the best driver. Drove one drive straight through from Sydney to Nimbin while Andrew slept on the back seat. We ate 3 dozen Chinese steamed buns and 30 joints, and he's a great guy. I used to do his toenails.
Did he use the cannabis for his muscle relaxation?
Yes, he did. In the morning when you woke up, he had to make sure he had a joint before he got up. Otherwise, when he stood up and went to the toilet, he would bruise himself on the wall. So a joint first, then he'd go to the toilet, and then have a big cup of tea and another joint, It took me 3 months to understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
And when I did, that was it. Yeah, you never forget. Yeah, he was a great guy. He'd be sadly missed. And it was fun time.
Yeah. OK, Okay, Smolder was born on the 8th of March in 1940 in Victoria. It took about 18 months before they worked out that he had severe cerebral palsy. The average life expectancy of someone with his condition is said to be around 55 years. Well, Smolder lived about 20 years longer than that, being 74 when he did pass away in the last weekend of May this year. A fitting conclusion for a man who spent most of his life bucking the trends and norms and proving everybody wrong. From the outset, Smolder was regularly underestimated by the world around him, which tried to define him by his so-called disability. In an interview Smolder did in 2003, he said, "My earliest memory is of my mother telling people about my cerebral palsy." When Smolder was old enough, he went to a special school, in quotation marks, and he was made to wear leg irons, even though he could walk. He said, "I could see all the other kids bouncing around, but I just had to sit there and watch." Had it not been for his circumstances and the era he grew up in, which was not the era of free education, it was not an era where people understood cerebral palsy, it was not an era where disability, people with disabilities had good support, I reckon he probably would have grown up to have multiple university degrees in numerous disciplines, such as economics and politics, which he often used to chat with me about at length. You all know he went on to become an activist and a campaigner and a champion of the legalisation of cannabis. He wrote to politicians. He protested at Parliament House on several occasions. He wasn't afraid to stand up for a cause. Smolder managed to strike out on his own in his early 20s, and how he came to do so is a pretty incredible story. He found out, he did a lot of research on the sly, and he found out he could get to Sydney, if he could get to Sydney, he could get work in a factory run by the New South Wales Spastic Centre with some 800 workers, half of whom were disabled. He started plotting his escape, and he had some able-bodied friends who were willing to help him. He managed to get himself booked into a one-week camp in Torquay run by the Victorian Spastic Centre. He got a friend to make a sign for him before he went. The sign said, "Disabled person wants a lift." He convinced one of the teachers at the camp to drive him up to the highway near Bairnsdale and drop him off. He took out his sign and he hitchhiked to Sydney. Yes! And so off went Smolder into the world. He met up with some Kiwi friends in Sydney and they organised his accommodation. He worked for 3.5 years in that factory, tapping holes in steel using a tapping machine. He worked hard, he was proud to have a job. Eventually he worked out that his supervisor had been writing down his outputs to less than half of what they actually were in order to keep him on the very low disabled wage level. So Smolder went, "Fuck you," and went out and bought himself a Victor Scout lawnmower and set up his own lawn mowing business, which he did for 20 years. He boasted that he could push a mower around for 5 hours without a break. He said at that time, "At one stage I was servicing 16 blocks of flat and 11 houses every month. I used to wear out the wheels on my lawnmowers." As a result, Smolder was actually very physically fit. I was often amazed at how he could haul things in and out of the back of his four-wheel drive and even up onto the roof. He could negotiate difficult terrain, including cattle grids and bush tracks, and he didn't let many things get in his way or stop him. My connections to Smolder go back to this time in Melbourne because we were both involved in the squatting scene there and we knew a lot of the same people from the squatters union. I didn't know him really well, but we were connected nevertheless. About 10 years ago, when all the cafes got raided in Nimbin, a crew of people came down to the neighbourhood centre to get me to come up and help Smolder, who was locked inside the Rainbow Cafe along with lots of other people and heaps of police. Back then, the Rainbow still had glass doors, and the doors were all locked. I managed to convince the police to let me in to talk to Smolder. When I got in there, Smolder made it very clear to me that he didn't want or need my help. He wanted to get arrested, and he wanted his day in court to argue the case for the legalisation of cannabis. And that was the first of many times I saw Smolder attempting to get arrested. And in typical form, the police never cooperated, and Smolder never did get arrested, in spite of persistently and deliberately smoking joints in front of them and demanding that they do so.
Smolder and I arrived in Nimbin at the same time.
Oh, right.
On a magical cold winter's night, in the middle of the rain, we arrived at Young Road at Star Earth Tribe's property, not knowing it was Star Earth Tribe.
Yeah.
We lit a fire, and 20 of us got to know each other over that campfire and decided to build community together.
When was that?
1996, to be precise, Martin.
Gee, that's a long time ago, eh?
Smolder had made the journey up from North Melbourne.
From North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
I see, from there. Okay.
That's he had a history of attending the Confests every year, Christmas and Easter. He would go to great effort to camp out on the land of the Murray River, and through the Confest involvement, he came to be drawn to the community of Nimbin. He would often be sitting there with big spliff in his hand, smouldering away, and he had quite a temper at times, so the two went together. And he, from that day on, we called him Smolder. Prior to that, it perfectly fits him. Prior to that, Martin, we all called him Daryl.
Right.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I intend to write a letter to the Nimbin Good Times to detail my memories of a remarkable man. I would often joke with Smolder about that he would outlive all of us.
Well, indeed, he 70 years he made.
Indeed.
You know, that's quite remarkable for
what
someone
a testament
who's
to
terrible reporting.
Yes, and...
I heard he was having this since his childhood. Is that true?
He was born with severe cerebral palsy, yes. Yeah. It was said that Smolder would never walk. But he proved them wrong. He had calipers on as a young child up until his teen years. And then he managed to become mobile enough to conduct his own home cleaning and furniture removal business with trailers and trucks and mowers, and he'd mow lawns.
He is an entrepreneur, you're saying?
He was indeed.
God,
and he never told. He never accepted the fact that his disability was a handicap in any way.
Yeah.
He came to Nimbin knowing that his medicine was readily available here, and the community accepted him like no other place he'd ever been. And I want to stress that throughout Smolder's life, he had difficulty relating to the opposite sex. But here in Nimbin town, he was adored by many beautiful goddesses, and for them who shared the love to Mr. Smolder, every little moment was a blessing to him. And thank you for sharing the love, Nimbin community.
Yeah.
I just am thankful to speak to you today, Martin, about my friend. Much love.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Well, folks, thank you for listening. Please check out the page for this show at radioforall.net. That is radiofigure4all.net. And you can watch Smolder on the YouTube clip I linked there to find also further information. A big thank you for all contributors to this program, Amanda, Dave from Bay FM, Nikki and Natalie. As already mentioned at the start of the show, I will be absent for a few months due to an operation in hospital. So keep everyone well and have many happy days in the meantime. So long, catch you later. This is Martin and you heard Kaput Radio.